Nashville, Tennessee is one of the fastest growing cities in the country. And in cities that are swelling with newcomers, all that growth can be a double-edged sword for workers in the hospitality industry. A bigger and wealthier population can mean more potential customers and bigger tips, but it can also mean that rents are rising. Emily Siner from Here and Now contributor WPLN has the story of one restaurant whose employees can no longer afford to live near where they work.
Outside the Tin Angel on a Tuesday evening, the traffic on West End Avenue is bumper to bumper. Inside, the dinner rush hasn't started yet, but the candles are lit, the white linen napkins are folded, and Heather Malm is bringing a Pinot Noir to her first table of the night.
The bottle?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Malm has been a waitress here for 8 years. She moved into a house a couple blocks away.
And got a job here 3 days later.
She could walk to work, as could most of her coworkers.
We just had kind of more of a community then. It was a lot easier to be like, hey, want to go get coffee real quick?
But last year, Malm says, her landlord raised her rent by $300. So she moved to a neighborhood that's a 20-minute drive away. Her workmates have also scattered to other edges of town, even to the suburbs. Malm says there's been a change.
The bonds aren't as strong as the coworkers used to be when we all kind of lived in the same area.
There was a greater closeness. People who've worked here 8 and 10 and 15 years ago are still closely in touch.
Rick Balsam opened the Tin Angel in the early 90s.
Is that something too terrible to give up in order to grow and develop? And no, it's not the end of the world, but it's real.
What's also very real, says Balsam, is now that his staff is peppered around the city, his flexibility is much more limited. That's a problem in the restaurant business. For example, Balsam has pretty much given up on snow days.
Whenever the weather turned really bad, we pretty much always could pull the staff together and open. Last year when we had those two storms, we had to close. We weren't willing to risk their safety.
And even on a daily basis.
People get sick, they can't show up for work. You turn around and all of a sudden you have 30 more reservations than you thought.
Nashville is not alone in facing this problem for service workers, says Jim Frazier. He's a professor at Vanderbilt University who studies affordable housing in cities.
We saw major cities like New York and Chicago and Los Angeles experience what we call a back-to-the-city movement. We typically refer to that as gentrification. Typically, it will happen in a certain set of neighborhoods. In Nashville, we're unique because gentrification is happening in almost every urban core neighborhood at the same time.
He says housing costs have grown far more than wages. Nearly half of renters in Nashville now spend at least 30% of their income on housing.
And with that increase in housing values and rental prices, you're going to see less people in certain industries like hospitality, in restaurants, making the decision that it is worth it to live here.
Frazier says a handful of cities like Austin and Seattle have dedicated funding for so-called workforce housing, meaning housing developed specifically for people who make too much money to qualify for federal aid but still have trouble paying the rent. If that happens, it might appeal to Megan Hossie, a waitress at the Tin Angel. She started working in Nashville this summer and was having a hard time getting to work when she was needed last minute.
If you're close, then it's not too bad. But, you know, for me, it's like, okay, I'll be there in 45 minutes. It's just so far of a drive.
But Hossie says this part of town is too pricey for her now. So she's moving to a place on the other side of the city. A 20-minute commute, she says, will feel like a breeze. For Here and Now, I'm Emily Siner in Nashville.